Randy, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Randy, the first question was, did any teams inquire about Tristan Jarry seriously?
You know what? We had a few teams inquire about Tristan and some other players. But in the end, you have to take those calls and have conversations with the people and just where things are at. But at the point, there was nothing that made sense or caught our interest. And probably our biggest goal was trying to keep everybody together. And like I said, we worked here, for a long time trying to establish a culture and a place where, players want to come play and graduate. And we had put a few veterans that, that was their goal. They understood the process, but they wanted to be part of the Oil Kings when it was all said and done. And that's what we kind of strive for here. So we were quite pleased the way things worked out.
And you know what? You're currently in a playoff position, and there's not a huge gap, really, between, number four and number one, 10 points, which isn't, astronomical by any stretch of the imagination. As you get healthier and the fact you have Tristan Jarry, who most feels maybe the best goalie in the Western Hockey League outside of Cormier, maybe, that you're a team that once you get to the playoffs, you feel that with your experience, you can upset some teams, even if they're ranked higher.
Yeah, I think a lot of teams, you're trying to get healthy, and we've kind of been, bitten by that bug along with the illness, like I said, other teams. But we haven't really had a full lineup since the start of the year. And, for a while there, we were certainly pleased, the strides we were taking. And, I guess the other side of that is, we've had an opportunity to have a lot of kids play, and they've taken some steps, which has been great. But we're slowly starting to get some key guys back, and we just got to kind of try to balance it out where if we get two back, we don't lose one. So we're kind of just still going through that, but that's all part of it, and everyone goes through it this time of year.
Looking ahead, Randy, you brought in a lot of young players on your team. Did you expect growing pains in the second half, and have you started to see, maybe guys get more comfortable at this level of hockey, and you expect to have a better second half?
Yeah, we do. We talked about it as a staff, and I think probably the stretch just before Christmas, we started to see some guys hit the wall, and to be expected. It's a full day. It's a full schedule for a lot of these players. They get up early, go to school, come to the rink, practice, and then go home and have their study hall. So it was a busy first half for a lot of guys and an adjustment. But then we said we saw a lot of guys come back fresh, and we're looking forward to taking some steps here in the second half.
You tonight, of course, in action against Brandon, a team that a lot of people felt like, they look like the Edmonton Oil Kings of the last few years. Do you see similarities?
Well, yeah, we don't notice that last year with how the team was starting to come together. We played them in the playoffs, and it was a tough series, but you really started to see them start to grow as a team, and they've continued that, and Kelly's done a very good job there. And like I said, they'll be a very tough opponent tonight, but, you always look forward to playing those teams and to see where you sit with them.
What was the reason for Jesse Mills' decision to leave the Oil Kings?
That was just kind of personal decision on Jesse's part. And like I said, we hopefully things work out with him there, and it was just a personal decision on his end.
Do you expect him to be playing hockey again?
Not too sure. That's something I think that it's going to be up to him to decide and kind of go from there.
Okay. Looking, we talk about that Brandon team, and you see those teams as they build, and you kind of saw the exact same thing for your organization, Randy. When you look in the second half, or even tonight as a test, what do you think your team collectively needs to do better if you're going to beat the good teams?
Well, I just think we have to be consistent every shift, be hard in the puck, play with good energy, and make it tough on them. We got to finish our checks and stay out of the penalty box because they got a very good power play. So, like I said, we got to kind of combine all that and, converting on our chances when we have the opportunity.
How's Brett Pollock playing without Curtis Lazar?
Oh, good. You know what? It's been a transition for Brett. In saying that, like I said, we thought he's, gone through a bit of a phase, and to be expected because he's still youthful at 18. And saying that, he doesn't have Curtis on his line right now, but in saying that, he's had some good line mates throughout, and I think it's been good for Brett, though, because it's made him kind of probably adjust his game a little bit more from last year in certain areas, and that he has to keep on working on and improving.
Randy Hanch, general manager of the Oil Kings, joins us. You can listen to them tonight when they take on Brandon right here on TSN 1260. A pregame show gets going at 6:45. Randy, a lot of trades around the league. You mentioned that you took some calls. Were you close on any other deals?
Like I said, there was conversations throughout, but we kind of had a plan going in there, Jason, and we wanted to stick with it. And I think the key was we were trying to add a little bit to our back end, regardless where we were at, and getting Marshall certainly helped. And I think you always try to add a piece here or there, but only if it makes sense. And at this point, there was some high quality players out there, but where we were at and where the prices were, we just weren't comfortable moving forward that way.
What's Marshall going to bring to your lineup?
A two-way game, moves very well, skates well, competes, and like I said, he's got a lot of junior experience there with Sherwood Park. So I think combining that, along with it, being from here, growing up, knowing some of the players, we feel that transition will be a lot smoother once he gets back playing.
Who do you see him playing with?
That'd be up to Hammy Marshy. I think he'll probably try to find his way in the rotation. And, it's like anybody that comes over new that sometimes takes a little time to find some continuity and where they're consistent and comfortable with each other. And I think that, we'll put that on Hammy and Marshy's plate there.
How's Ben Carroll look since coming back from injury?
Good. I think he came back really, really, really strong. And then like anything, you come off an injury and you try to keep up the conditioning and stuff. But overall, Ben's played a lot of minutes here of late, and just due to the back end and the injuries we've had. And like I said, along with him and the other players, we need those guys to assume those minutes, especially where we're at right now.
On your back end, Dyson Mayo and Aaron Irving were both drafted last year, Randy. How often do their NHL teams contact you to kind of get a report on their development?
It varies per team, but like there are some teams that obviously will give Steve a call or myself, and just to touch base and see how they're doing, or if you see them at another game, they'll have a couple questions for you just regarding them. They're pretty well heavily scouted, with their development teams with NHL, and they have their development people following quite a bit, and along with at times they ask for tapes and video on the players, so. It's definitely a hands-on approach by a lot of teams.
Do they ever ask you to try to work on a specific element of a player's game?
Most of them are pretty good. They'll ask us, what we think. And then for us, we'll ask them too, because sometimes they see a different aspect of their game, and it can certainly help us out. So I think it's kind of a two-way street where you work together. And like I said, they get a lot of information on their guys, and they follow them. So, I think it's great because it's another set of eyes, maybe from outside the organization. We're maybe looking at one point or one style of their game, and they can add to something that could be, they can improve on or, to continue to improve on. So we're certainly open to that, and I think it has to be that way because the more information you can get, the better.
Randy, always good to catch up with you. Best of luck in the second half of the season, starting tonight against Brandon.
Hey, thanks, Jason.